The Supreme Court upheld the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, whatever it is that you want to call it. It is the law of the land, just as it has been for over the last 10 years. Big day for a lot of people, 20,000 North Dakotans. I know there's many Minnesotans, South Dakotans, and Montanans listening as well that benefited from the law. One of the individuals that helped make that a law is North Dakota Congressman Earl Pomeroy, who joins us right now on News and Views. Congressman Earl Pomeroy, how are you today? This is a big day, big ruling.
I got a big smile on my face, Tyler. Three times the charm. This is the third time the Supreme Court has ruled on the Affordable Care Act. One starts to think that maybe this is going to now be with us for all time. The lawsuit, in my opinion, was a fool's errand from the get-go. Unfortunately, Attorney General Stenjum threw North Dakota all in on this. He wanted the Affordable Care Act struck down. North Dakota was suing right alongside Texas, and they lost. The court ruled that, look, you attorney generals, you don't have the standing to sue. This isn't your deal. This is fought out in the Congress. You can't launch these baseless attacks from your attorney general's offices in the state capitol and think you're going to take down this law that's important to so many. Mm-hmm. So the North Dakota attorney general lost big today, but the people of North Dakota won big today. More than 20,000 will hold their coverage, and look, tens of thousands beyond that benefit. My son at 25 is on a family policy that I carry because we can carry our children up to the age of 26. That covers so many. And then we all, of course, have that pre-existing condition protection. We've got a health condition, need to get health insurance. You can get health insurance. So there was an awful lot on the line today, Tyler.
Yeah, there was.
7-2 with a lot of the new justices appointed by President Trump. Two of the three of those voted to uphold the law today and reject the attorney general's lawsuit.
Earl, what I found interesting, you said this is the third time that this has been upheld, and each time there has been one more additional justice on the prevailing side to uphold this law. And as you just said, I mean, the makeup of this court right now, very much more conservative than it was 10 years ago when the law, or over 10, I think last year was 10 years, so now we're in our 11th year of the Affordable Care Act being the law of the land. With the makeup of the court, with the overwhelming decision of 7-2, is it finally done? Are these challenges done? Can we accept that this has been and will be the law of the land unless Congress itself decides to do something?
Look, there are entrenched opponents to the idea that government should have anything to do with people's health care. Now, we've so long ago crossed that bridge. Medicare, important to our seniors. Medicaid, important to so many, and now the Affordable Care Act protections that help people. But there will be always entrenched opponents, and if they can think of a way to attack, they will. In addition to think of the high drama. My heavens, this was probably the most important vote I cast in Congress. I'm very proud of that vote. And since then, I've watched three Supreme Court challenges, and on the floor of the United States Senate, John McCain, with a thumbs down, saves the legislation from repeal when the Republicans wanted to tear it out in the legislative branch, even though they didn't have a plan to replace it. So it has been the perils of Pauline, Tyler, in terms of ongoing anxiety about whether the protections that the Affordable Care Act offers so many were going to stay. But I sure feel better about the prospects. I feel better about the prospects today than I felt in a long time.
You touched on something that I wanted to take for a walk here, because there were attempts congressionally to make some changes or to repeal without having a plan. And what always struck me about North Dakota's delegation being fully behind this lawsuit that's now been struck down was our very own U.S. Senator Kevin Cramer admitted to national outlets, basically, to paraphrase, saying, you know what, if it gets repealed, I don't know what happens. I don't know what happens to the pre-existing condition coverage. I don't know about the nursing homes that rely on Medicaid expansion. They didn't know what would happen if, in fact, today's outcome would have been different. And that is the thing that has always struck me as part of the most frustrating thing of this whole ordeal over the last 11 years, Earl.
Well, you know, there's a lot of politics played with most anything, and you take your side's position, you argue and whatever. But this is real stuff here. We're talking about people being able to afford health care. And if you can't afford health care, we know from it's overwhelmingly proven people tend to try and get along without getting the health care they need. People die when they don't get conditions diagnosed in a timely way. So I wish in this instance we just stripped away this political nonsense and thought, look, should we help our families that otherwise can't get insurance, get the coverage they need so their kids can get health care, so they can get health care when they need it? I think that Americans ought to agree on that. And this was, boy, don't play your political games on something so serious.
Right. You know, I'm getting messages in 35270, or you can send in your thoughts. Earl Pomeroy, my guest, former North Dakota U.S. congressman, voted in favor of the Affordable Care Act that was just upheld 7-2 in the United States Supreme Court. Going forward, I mean, there is a slim majority out in Congress right now. I mean, watching the Senate, it doesn't even seem as though Democrats necessarily have a majority. But the president, Joe Biden, who was obviously vice president at the time this became law, wants to build upon the Affordable Care Act. I'm curious your thoughts going forward. Is there ways in which this law has gained in popularity, more and more people are utilizing it? What can be done going forward now that, okay, this is going to be here? What's the next step, Congressman?
Well, in the wake of the ravages of the COVID virus, they passed this American Rescue Plan that did include some improved subsidies for people that were very low income, but missing out on the subsidies of the Affordable Care Act. So they found that the coverage in the Affordable Care Act was unaffordable. Now, that the improvements have helped enormously, and we have seen the rate of North Dakota enrollment double after those improvements were put in place compared to before those improvements were in place. So I'm I think that what we ought to do is take a good look at the Affordable Care Act and add in these extra supports for people that are really struggling to make their premium and deal with those copays and deductibles, help them. And I think that would be a very solid accomplishment for this Congress on health care. In other words, no big, you know, all payer, all single payer, all this other stuff. We've got a foundation here that has covered tens of millions that didn't have coverage before. Let's make it even better. Find where it needs some further attention. But move past this terrible argument about, well, should we have it or shouldn't we have it? I'll sue you. No, we don't. The Supreme Court has said this lawsuit had no basis whatsoever. The Affordable Care Act's the law of the land. Let's celebrate this victory and then work to make it even better.
Congressman, yeah, I think you're right. I mean, for the last 11 years, it's been kind of a groundhog day to where every couple of years we get a new lawsuit and then we have the same conversation, say it was upheld yet again, you know, and hopefully, as you say, look, this is now, I think, with the overwhelming conservative majority on the Supreme Court and the overwhelming 7-2 decision, all right, accept that this is how it is and find a way to make it better and more affordable for those that find themselves maybe in that little gap of affordability right there. Last word goes to you. This is a big day. I know this is a big vote for you and your time out in Congress. I'll let you have the final word before I let you go.
Well, I think the Attorney General of North Dakota lost today and the people of North Dakota won. The protections we all have enjoyed with the Affordable Care Act, the coverage now extended to so many, having our kids covered as they go off to college because they're under our family plan with the Affordable Care Act. All of this is now secure. Once again, Supreme Court's not going to throw it all away, and it's a very good day, I think, relative to health care in America.
Earl, you're the first person I thought of when I saw the decision. I appreciate you making some time for us back here on News
really
and News.
Really fun being on the call with you today.
All
thanks
right.
So much.
Yeah,
so
we'll
much.
Talk soon. You take care. Congressman Earl Pomeroy, former congressman of North Dakota at large. I think there's a lot of people that, and perhaps correctly so, look at that vote that he took at that time and said that was the one that did it. That was the one that changed the complexion of our delegation, at least on the North Dakota side of the river. Rick Berg, very much opposed to the Affordable Care Act, went on to win and then decided to run for the U.S. Senate. And of course, Heidi Heitkamp came out victorious in that race. But there's a lot of people pointing to that moment and that decision from Earl and that vote saying that, okay, that was the end of his political career. And now here we are all these years later, all these fights that have gone on, and you have the Supreme Court. And yes, former President Donald Trump's two appointees to that court voting in the majority to uphold the Supreme Court.